The Bodhi Tree. The Excellent One approached the grove, which was like the Lord of the Gods Nandana Grove in Tarvatimsa Heaven, a grove shining with rows of full-blossoming sal trees, which stole away the people's minds and eyes. And having spent the day in that place, in the evening time, with the grace of a lion, he went to the Bodhi tree. The Lord of Men set out along a wide road which had been prepared by the divinities, gods and semi-divine beings. The twice-born Brahmin Satya, a grass collector, having seen him, offered him a handful of grass to be used as a seat. As the Supreme Man was going along, blue water lilies, lotuses and other flowers fell like showers of rain from the sky. The sky was filled with a great deal of charming, fragrant incense made of sandalwood, glorious jeweled umbrellas, and charming golden flags. In the sky, thousands of gods sporting garments that they were waving about beat the gods' musical drums, and countless chants were sung by feminine divinities, and delightful divine beings with delightful limbs performed delightful dances and songs in countless delightful ways. Then the soul leader of the three realms of existence, the famous one, as the great festival was continuing like a great torrent, took the grass and proceeded to the vicinity of the lordly Bodhi tree. The Supreme Man, the hero, after circumambulating the Bodhi tree, which was like the top of a silver mountain covered in coral and sapphire, while standing on firm ground on the eastern side of the tree, threw a fistful of grass, and at once there was a 14-cubic seat. Then the one of great wisdom, having seen that wonder, thought, "Let my flesh, blood, bones, muscles, and skin dry up, but I will surely never give up the effort to attain awakening." Then the great champion, the Supreme Man, sat in that place in cross-legged position, facing the east. At once Saka, the Lord of the Gods, having taken the god's conch, which was more than 2,000 cubits in height, stood there sounding it. The Supreme Divinity, Sahampati, stood there like a second full moon, holding aloft a 3-league-high white umbrella. Suyama, the ruler of the gods, stood there slowly fanning a charming 3-league-high chowri. The god Panchasikar stood there playing many different melodies on a belowa wood lute he had taken up. The king of the demons, Kala, stood at the head of the dancing girls singing songs of praise, and 32 princesses stood there worshipping with a golden casket full of divine flowers they had taken hold of.